Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Hei Amin Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Hei Amin Aleph, three lines from the top. Utwasa Krai Betruma Lamali. So the Gemara mentioned three different psukim that we have with regards to Achilas Truma. So just to catch ourselves up again, the halacha is that someone who becomes Tameh, so he needs to go to the mikvah, and he still, even after he goes to the mikvah, he still has a certain element of tumah on him until he experiences Harav Shemesh, until it's sunset. During that time, until it's sunset, after he goes to the mikvah, he's considered a tful yoim. The halacha of a tful yoim is that he's allowed to eat maaser sheni, but he's not allowed to eat truma, and definitely not allowed to eat kachim until he has Harav Shemesh. Once he has Harav Shemesh, then he could eat everything again, then he could eat truma and kachim. However, there are certain people that are tameh, that even after they go to the mikvah and they have Harav Shemesh, they still need to bring a karbon. Now, the karbon obviously was not brought at night. Karbanos are not brought at night. The karbon was brought the next morning. So the halacha is that whole night, until he brings the karbon the next day, he's considered a mechusar kippurim. A mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma. He's definitely allowed to eat maaser sheni. Even a tful yoim could eat maaser sheni. But he's not allowed to eat kachim. A mechusar kippurim cannot eat kachim. That he could only eat the next day after he brings the karbon. So truma is aser as a tful yoim, but he's mutter as a mechusar kippurim. Only a tful yoim is aser to eat truma. Kachim, even a mechusar kippurim, is not allowed to eat kachim. So tful yoim is not allowed to eat truma. Mechusar kippurim is not allowed to eat kachim. Now says the Gemara, based off of the previous Amud, that v'tchasa krei b'truma lamali. Why do I have to have three different sukkim by truma, all really discussing the same idea that someone who's tameh and even a tful yoim, that even the tful yoim is not allowed to eat truma? Why do I need three psukim that discuss the same thing? Now, what are the three psukim? The first pasuk is a pasuk that we've been discussing, ish ish mizera aroin. So it says who is a mitzera or a zav. So he's not allowed to eat kachim, which we said really is referring to truma. That someone who's tameh is not allowed to eat kachim, he's not allowed to eat truma, ad asher yitayer. That's the lashon of the pasuk of ish ish, that he's not allowed to eat truma, ad asher yitayer. Then we had a different pasuk, that ubo hashemesh yitayer, it says nefesh asher tigaboy, so he's not, if a person becomes tameh, he's not allowed to eat truma, ubo hashemesh, until it's sunset, until it's harav shemesh, and then vitayer, and then he becomes tar. And then we had the third pasuk, a pasuk in the parish of Yayledes, where the Torah says that the Yayledes is not allowed to eat truma, she's tameh, and melois yamei tahara, until she finishes her yamei tahara, so she's not allowed to eat truma. So it says the Gemara, why do I need three different psukim discussing the iser of a tameh person eating truma? It says the Gemara, tzrichi, you need all three psukim describing the fact that someone who's tameh cannot eat truma. If it would be for the first pasuk of ish, ad asher yitahir, he's not allowed to eat truma until he becomes tar. So lehavi adana b'may, I wouldn't know, what does it mean he becomes tar? How does he become tar? He becomes tar by bringing a carbon, and a mechusar kippurim is not allowed to eat truma. He becomes tar when it's harav shemesh, and it's just a tful yoim that's aser. So I wouldn't know exactly how he becomes tar. At what point could he eat truma? Kazav rachmano uba hashemesh v'tayir. That's what the Torah says, and no, it's at sunset. It's not after he goes to the mikvah. It's also, he doesn't have to wait until he brings a carbon. It's after he goes to the mikvah and experiences harav shemesh, uba hashemesh v'tayir, the second pasuk, uba hashemesh v'tayir. That's why I need the second pasuk. V'kazav rachmano uba hashemesh, and if the Torah would just say uba hashemesh, so I would say hani mili d'lav bar kapara. I would say, when is it that harav shemesh allows achilas truma? That's only when the person is the type of person that doesn't need to bring a carbon for his tumah. So therefore, he's not a mechusar kippurim. Since he's not a mechusar kippurim, so once he goes to the mikvah and he has harav shemesh, so then that's the halacha. He can eat truma now. About the bar kapara, but someone who's tameh with a certain types of tumah that needs to bring a carbon, so now he's still, even after harav shemesh, he's still a mechusar kippurim, so ema ad demaisi kapara. I might think that he's still not allowed to eat truma until he brings his karbon. Kasa rachmana ad mulois. That's what the Torah says by Yoledes, that for truma, she doesn't have to wait until she brings her carbon, even though a yeledis brings a carbon. A yeledis doesn't have to wait until she brings a carbon. Rather, ad mulaisim etahara, once her days of tumah are finished, so then she could already eat truma. She doesn't have to wait until she brings a carbon. Now, vikas rachmana ad mulais, and if I would just have this pasuk by yeledis, so amina, I would have said that afilu b'lai tefila, that ad mulaisim etahara, once the days are finished, her days of tumah are over, so then the halach is that she's allowed to eat truma. I wouldn't know that she has to then actually go to the mikvah. Kasav rachmana ad asher yitayer. That's why the Torah has to have the first pasuk. And no, you have to do something. You have to be mitar yourself until you're mitar yourself, so then you're not allowed to eat truma. So that's why there's a tzricha, so that's why I need all three psukim. Now, ulahach tana de palagale de tana de vei Rabbi Yishmael. That was all the way tana de vei Rabbi Yishmael learned this psukim. But according to the tana who argues on tana de vei Rabbi Yishmael, da amar bizav bal shal shriya yisubim tzera mukhla de kasa medavir. He says that when the Torah says ish ish mizera arayin hu tzarua izav, that he's a mitzera or a zav, it's not talking about a regular mitzera muskar or a zav bal shriya yis that does not bring a carbon. Rather, the pasuk's talking about someone who's a bar kapara, someone who needs a carbon. A mitzayra mukhlad, a zav bal shalosh re'iyos. The pasuk's describing someone who has to bring a carbon. And according to that tana, when the pasuk says ish mish mizera arayin, that he's not allowed to eat kachim, it's referring to actual kachim. It's not referring to truma. Ad asher yitayir, until he becomes tar, means until he brings a carbon. Says the Gemara, according to that Tana, who says that the pasuk is referring to azav bal shalish riyos uba mitzera mukhla dekasa medaber v'hai ad asher yitayir, when the Torah says ad asher yitayir, it's ad demaisi kapara, it's referring to kachim, meaning this is a pasuk, this is a makar that mechusar kipurim is not allowed to eat kachim. That's what the pasuk is describing. It's not describing the iser for its full yoyim to eat truma. It's describing the iser for mechusar kipurim to eat kachim. According to that Tana, it comes down, if you look in the Torah, there's actually two makayres. There's two places where the Torah says and the mechusar kipurim cannot eat kachim. One would be this pasuk, and then the other would be by yeledes. By yeledes, the Torah says v'chiper aleha kain v'tahira. Now, once she brings her carbon, once it's v'chiper aleha kain, referring to the carbon, so then v'tahira, then she becomes tar and she's allowed to eat kachim. Until then, she's not allowed to eat kachim. Once it's v'chiper aleha kain v'tahira, so then she's allowed to eat kachim. The question is, according to this Tana, so trei kri b'kachim lamuli. Why does the Torah tell me twice that a mechusar kipurim is not allowed to eat kachem? So says the Gemara, Tzrichi, I need both makaris. Because of Rachmana b'yayledes, if the Torah would just tell me b'yayledes, that the mechusar kipurim cannot eat kachem, I would say, mishum demruba tumasa. It's because the yayledes has a tremendously long tumah. Depending on if she has a boy or a girl, it could be 80 days, 40 days, she has a long yamei tahara, yamei tumah. And therefore, maybe that's why she has to wait longer. And as a mechusar kipurim, she's not allowed to eat kachem, only after she brings the karban. Ava b'zav, b'yayzav, even the zav b'ash, Shalosh Riyos, who needs to bring a carbon, say Moloi, maybe even as a Mechusar Kippurim, he'd be allowed to eat Kachem, meaning there's a way to be Mechalik even within the category of Mechusar Kippurim, to be Mechalik based on the type of Tumah. Because of Rachman the Bezav, and if the Torah would have just told me by Zav, Ish Ish Mizera Arain, that the Zav Bal Shalosh Riyos is not allowed to eat Kachem as a Mechusar Kippurim, I would say, yeah, that's because a Zav is very Chomer. Zoloi Hutter Michlalai, because there's no such thing as a Zav that's Tahar. Ava Yeledes, who also has Yimei Ta, Tahara, say Molai. So maybe as a Yeledes, there are certain days where even if she sees Dam, she's Tar. So maybe that's the less Chomer of a Tumah. And therefore I would think that even as a Mechusar Kippurim, she'd be allowed to eat Kachim. And that's why Tzricha, that's why I needed both Makairis, that no matter what, a Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kachim. Now the Gemara goes on, we have another Pasuk that describes a nefesh, someone who touches, not a person, a kli that has a sheretz fall into it. So the sheretz is metame the kli. And the pasuk says that when the sheretz is metame the kli, so b'mayim yuva v'tame ad ha'erev, that you're supposed to put the kli into water, into the mikvah, but afal pikein, the kli still has like the din of like a tful yayim, is a kli that's a tful yayim, and therefore you can't use it, presumably for truma, until it's harav shemesh, until you have nightfall, just like a person who's a tful yayim cannot eat truma, so to a kli which becomes tame, and you put it into the mikvah, you can't actually use that kli for truma ad ha'erev until you have harav shemesh with the kli. So says the Gemara Lamali, why do I need such a pasuk? L'chayres pashut, just like a person, so too by a kli also a tful yayim kli cannot touch truma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira l'negia. No, that's good for the Chiddush, is that you might think that when it comes to achila, when it comes to eating truma, so that's when we have a chumrah that you can't eat truma as a tful yayin. But maybe when it comes to negia, just touching truma, a kli, touching the truma, so I would have thought that maybe that's fine. Kamash Malan, then no, it's not. And the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that this pasuk is gufa, teaching us the halacha that there's a problem with negiyah of truma as a tful yayin. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, the lashon of the pasuk is v'tamei ad ha'erev v'tahir. It says that the kli is tamei even after you bring it into water, even after you bring it to the mikvah. So it's v'tamei ad ha'erev, it's still tamei until it's nightfall, and then v'tahir and it's tahir. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, v'tamei, the pasuk describes the kli as being tamei ad ha'erev. So yachol. I might think it's tamei for everything, even for ma'aser sheni. You can't even use the kli for ma'aser sheni. And even though it's only its full yom, you already brought it into the mikvah, you still can't use it for ma'aser sheni. Tamu leimer v'tahir, that's what the Torah says v'tahir, that no, the kli is really tahir. Now, v'tahir, and v'tahir sounds like not vayi tahir. Not that you put it into the water, you have harif shemesh, and then vayi tahir, and it becomes tahir. Or vayi tahir, it will become tahir. The pasuk says v'tahir is mashma that it's tahir right now. So it's like a stir mine uvei. The Torah describes the kli as being tamei, v'tamei ad erev, and then it says v'tahir, that sounds like it's tahir right now. So the tahir teaches me that it's not tamei for everything. There's a certain, with respect to certain things, we're going to view the kli as being tahir. Now, if the Torah would have just said v'tahir, so yachal l'kol, I might think it's tahir for everything, even as it's full yoin. Tamo leimer v'tamei, then no, it's also tamei. So the kli, as it's full yoim, after you bring it into the mikvah, is somewhat tame and somewhat tar. Haketzad, how do we reconcile those two seemingly opposite things? Kan lemeiser, kan letruma. When it comes to meiser, when it comes to using a kli for meiser sheni, so there's nothing wrong with using the kli for meiser sheni, even as it's full yoim. However, when it comes to truma, so then there's a problem. Now ask the Gemara of the Epoch, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe when the kli is its full yayim, you could use it for truma, and that's why it says v'tahir, and you cannot use it for meiser, and that's why it says v'tame. Says the Gemara, v'epoch ana, says the Gemara, mistavra ki hechi de chamiru achilu de truma me'achilu de meiser, hachana mi chamiru negiyah de truma mi negiyah de meiser. Just like when it comes to eating truma and meiser, so it's full yayim, is not allowed to eat truma, even though he is allowed to eat meiser. So you see, eating truma is more chamer than meiser. So too, when it comes to negiyah, it would make sense to follow in that format that when it comes to negiya, also touching truma is more chamer than touching ma'aser sheni. V'bayis emo, or different teretz, is that negiya de truma. Is that negiyah de truma mehacha nafka? That really the fact that a kli can't touch truma as a tful yoin, that we already have a different makar. So it's pasha that v'tahir is going on meiser sheni, because the fact that the kli cannot touch truma is already learned out from the following. The pasuk says v'chol kaidesh loy tiga. It says that someone who's tame cannot touch anything that's kaidesh, cannot touch which kaidesh. The Gemara darshins, the Braisa darshins, that azhara la'aychel, that's azhara la'aychel. That this pasuk is really teaching us that someone who's tamei cannot eat kaidesh, which is really referring to truma, like it's clear from the hemshach of the Gemara. That someone who's tamei cannot eat truma. Ayin el lenageya. Maybe it's really referring to touching truma. Tamolaymar bechol kaidesh leitiga vel hamikdash leisavei. Read the hemshach of the pasuk. It says that someone who's tamei cannot touch hektish, cannot touch truma, which we're saying really means to eat truma. And then it says that you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tamei. So we have a makish kaidesh lemikdash. We could compare the negiyah of this kaidesh to the bias mikdash, going into the Beis HaMikdash while tamei. Ma mikdash davar sheish bein netilas neshama. If a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash tamei, is chayiv kares, it involves netilas neshama. Av kaidesh davar sheish bein netilas neshama. So too the tiga, the kaidesh that the pasuk's referring to, is also something that when violated is chayiv misa. Is chayiv some sort of netilas neshama. Ubenegiyah netilas neshama laka. There's no netilas neshama if a person who's tamei touches truma. So it must not be talking about touching truma. It must rather be talking about eating truma. Now v'had afke b'lashon negiyah hachik amar negiyah ka'achila. And that which the Torah uses this lashon of negiyah, when even though it's describing eating truma, is gufa coming to teach us that the halachis of negiyah follow the pattern, follow the format of the halachis of achila. That just like a tful yayim cannot eat truma, so too someone who's a tful Yaim cannot touch truma, and if he touches it, he's metameh. Now the Mishnah said that a Ptsua Daka is not allowed to marry into the Kalashem, but if you have a woman who's already married to a man, and then the man becomes a Petsua Daka. So as long as they haven't yet lived together, if the man who's a Petsua Daka lived with his wife, let's say the man's he's a Kayin and she's a Bas Yisrael, she's a Yisraelis. So she eats Truma while she's married to him. If he becomes a Petsua Daka and they live together, so then he passels her. He passels her and then she would have to stop eating Truma. However, if they are married and then he becomes a Petsua Daka and they haven't yet lived with each other, they haven't been together, so then she still remains Kshera. So even though she's Mishameris Labia Psula, the Gemara is going to point out soon, even though she's Mishameris Labia Psula, the halacha is that she's allowed to eat Truma. Now the truth is that we once mentioned the Machlaikis about this idea of Mishameris Labia Psula. Let's say you have a Kayin who marries a Grusha. You have a Kayin who marries a woman who's a Grusha. She's a Yisraelis, he's a Kayin. And so is she allowed to eat Truma? So we had the Machlaikis, there was the sheet of Reb Meir is that she's Mishameris Labia Psula. Since she's Mishameris Labia Psula, so she's not allowed to eat Truma. And Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon argued, they said that even though she's Mishtameris Labia Psula, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now, our Mishnah says, seemingly, a case of Mishtameris Labia Psula, you have a man who becomes a Psua Daka, he's married to this Yisraelis, and the Mishnah says that she's allowed to eat Truma. So long as they haven't been together, she's allowed to eat Truma. So says the Gemara, Man Tana Mishtameris Labia Psula Daraisa Acha, who's the Tana who holds that even though she's Mishtameris Labia Psula, that's a Psula Daraisa, it's an Issa Daraisa, that she's still allowed to eat Truma? I'm Rabbi Lazar. And the Tana is the Tana, the Tanayim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. That's the Tana of our Mishnah as well, who holds that just like a Kain who marries a Grusha, the Grusha is allowed to eat Truma, even though she's Mishnameris Labia Psula Daraisa. So to an our Mishnah, the woman in this case would be allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Yechonin says it's Amuchach, Afil Temer, Meir. The Tana of our Mishnah could even be like a Meir, who normally says that a Mishnameris Labia Psula Daraisa can not eat Truma, but over here it's different. Shani Hacha Shekavar Achla. In our case it's different, because she was already married to him before he became a Psula Daka, and or a Krashavcha, and therefore, since she was already eating Beheter, so we're not gonna make her stop now that she's Mishnameris Labia Psula. Rameir said that if a Kayin marries a Grusha, so the Grusha is not allowed to start eating Truma. But in our case, where the lady was already eating Truma, so we're not gonna make her stop eating Truma just because she's Mishnameris Labia Psula Daraisa. That's what Rabbi Yechonin says. Now, says the Gemara, that why didn't Rabbi Lazar want to say that the Tana could be Rabbi Lazar held that we don't say such a svar of kvar achla just because she's already eating, so therefore we're not going to make her stop. Because if you don't say that, if you say that once a lady starts eating truma, we don't make her stop, so then Bas Yisrael Shanisis Lekayin, if you have a Yisraelis who marries a Kayin, so now she's eating truma because she's married to a Kayin, Umeis Baila, and then her husband, the Kayin, dies and they don't have any children, and so normally the halacha is that she has to stop eating truma. But says Rabbi Lazar, what do you mean? Taichal, you should say that she's allowed to eat truma shekvar achla because she was already eating. Elamai, you don't say this svar of kvar achla. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says back, no, a simple chalak. Ha sam paka kinyane, ha chalei paka kinyane. Over there, by that case of the Israelis who married the Kayin, when the Kayin dies, so now she doesn't have the kinyan anymore, which was really giving her the access to the truma. But over here, in our case of the Betsua Daka, the lady is still married to a Kayin. The kinyan doesn't go away. She's still married to him. And therefore, since she's still married to him, so she still has that sibas heter achila. That's still around. It's true she's Mishnameris Labia Psula, but we're not going to make her stop eating truma just because she's Mishnameris Labia Psula Daraisa.